because of different causes does a person see the difference between himself and others?
Just as one sees the reflection of a body appearing differently manifested on water, on oil, or in a mirror. The Spirit Soul is one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original term for the soul is also used for Personality of God. Paramatma, Atma, qualitative, there is no difference, right? So on that basis, the Spirit Soul is one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is manifested in Svamsa and Vibhinnamsa expansions. The jivas are Vibhinnamsa expansions. The different incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are Svamsa expansions. Thus there are different potencies of the Supreme Lord and there are different expansions of the different potencies. In this way, for different reasons, there are different expansions of the same one principle and Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding is the real knowledge. But when the living entity covered by the upadhi or designated body, he sees differences. Exactly as one sees differences in reflection of oneself on the water, on the oil, or in the mirror. When something is reflected on the water, it appears to be moving. When it is reflected on ice, it appears fixed. When it is reflected on oil, it is appearing hazy. And the subject is one, but different. Under different conditions, it appears differently. When the qualifying factor is taken away, the whole appears to be one. In other words, when one comes to the Paramahamsa or perfectional state of life by practicing Bhakti Yoga, he sees only Krishna everywhere. For him, there is no other objective. In conclusion, due to different causes, the living entity is visible in different forms as an animal, human being, demigod, tree, etc. Actually, every living entity is the marginal potency of the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 18th verse, therefore it is explained that one who actually sees the Spirit Soul does not distinguish between the learned Brahman and dog or elephant or a cow. Pandita Samadarshina, one who is actually learned sees the every living entity, not the outward covering. Differentiation is therefore the result of different karma or fruitive activities, and when we stop fruitive activities, turning them into acts of devotion, when we understand, we can understand that we are not different from anyone else, regardless of the form. This is only possible in Krishna consciousness. In this moment, there are many different races of men from all parts of the world participating. But because they think of themselves as servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they do not differentiate between black and white, yellow and red. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the only means to make the living entities free of all designations.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishatham Tamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishadhanam sute devi pranamami shri hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare
निमित्ते सति सर्वत्र जलदावपि पुरुषः आत्मनश्च परस्यापि भेदां पश्यति नान्यथा.
Only because of different causes does a person see difference between himself and others. Just as one sees the reflection of body appearing differently manifested on water, on oil, or in the mirror. This is a profound realization that Srila Prabhupada puts up. We have to meditate on this particular verse. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetu Nagnena Kaunte Jadapri Parivartate. That under my supervision, this whole material world is, our energies are acting. There is no cause besides me why it is keep on changing. Jagat viparivartate. Viparivartate means parivartan is there, but constant parivartan. So, parivartan means constant changes is the rule of the material world. Even though you are the same person, but everything changes constantly. And we have been given a challenge to see the same Supreme Personality of Godhead through the constant changing media. It is too difficult to even balance our physical position if we are in a merry-go-round or everything is constantly moving about, changing, and we become hallucinated, becomes, getting vertigo, no balance. So, this material world is a constant changing phase, and our life is tottering like a drop of water on the lotus leaf. Kamala dala jala jivana tala. This is very, very easy to understand, but we do not see the cause behind it. The most remote cause is Krishna. So, even though there are so many different species of life, the scientist can learn only from physiognomy, the external features. But external feature means the manifested features. Some people look only to the external feature of bodily conception, and they dwell, their consciousness dwell only on black and white, or red and yellow. Others, they want to see, oh man, if you just take out the skin, the body structure is almost identical in everyone. Identical in you, everyone. You may little bit distinguish a male body from female body, all right? But it will be too difficult otherwise. Even in the early development of bodies, in comparative gynecology development of the fetus. You check almost every species of life in the vertebrate, or those who have the backbone, the fetus looks identical for several weeks. Apparently you may not be able to see, but their development is the same. No distinguishing factor. So more subtle you go, more uniformity will be there. That is what is said. More deeper you think, more unification will be able to come. But the ultimate, what motivates, what animates the body is the soul. So, the soul is supposed to be the marginal potency of the Lord, right? And is internal in, means it is part of the Supreme Lord Himself. So, I am not me. On my own, I am not me. Brahma also realizes, my dear Lord Krishna, it is you who has appeared as Brahma. Me. It is you who has appeared as me. That is the most subtle understanding. Here Prabhupada claims that the vibhinnaanshas, the separated living entities, they are but part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Qualitatively one, but quantitative difference is there. But quantitative difference has no value. When the same potency of knowledgeability is there, then only thing that he has to realize that he is not the master. The self, the originator of the self, is the master. Then who are you? Who are you? If my soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, and when we realize that he is the master, then where is my existence? Therefore, the jnanis, you know, says, I don't have a separate existence. It is the Supreme Lord. It means, I am the Supreme Lord. Yeah? That is a very false notion. We have been covered by the effects of the three modes of material nature. And these three modes are being reflected in the way we see to each other. The superficial aspect is always so much changing, you know. But somehow or other, we like each other because there is life substance is there. We are attracted to the body, but we dwell onto the changing situation because of our vision is very poor. We see that a person who we like, either it is our father, mother, wife, or children, we are becoming attached. But that attachment is really to the soul, ultimately. So, that attachment is wrong only when we dwell on the superficial level. But that attachment, when it is getting purified, then we seek the company of such a realized, purified soul. That is nothing wrong. But if he is Krishna conscious, then he will be purified. Otherwise, no purification. When somebody has constant changing vision, and one sees oneself differently. As for example, when we were young, going into the say middle school, there we were trained in the debate, and there the teachers will give the subject. Okay, why do you like your mother? Because most of the children are supposed to be attached to the mother rather than father. Who is better? The subject matter is given. Who is better? Or are we happy in modern life or in our forefathers were happier than us, or we are much more happier than us? These are the kind of comparative subject matter we were being given, right? But we don't realize something that is very important. These subject matters have to be dealt with the changing medium of the modes of material nature. And you cannot
judge the situation which is always changing. Therefore, the scientist cannot win. Scientists cannot win because they are examining the external changing phases. Why do we have to take in account of time, place and circumstances to implement Krishna consciousness? Because that changing external feature. But the Acharya sees only unifying situation of the soul because he is dwelling in everyone's heart. So by hook or crook, if they become introspective, they become thinking that they are not just changing bodies. They are spirit, soul, part and parcel. So at least some spiritual equality can be understood. But beyond the spiritual equality, the interactions in the spiritual life are very important. And first step in God realization is this, that one sees that it is the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma who is actually sitting and empowering us. Otherwise, on our own, as fragmental part and parcel, we have no tendency of our own. The scientists are coming very close up by finding that Higgs boson particle. They think that Higgs boson is responsible to give mass to the atom. Otherwise, atoms have their they don't have any capacity on their own. Where does this Higgs boson coming from? Now they are looking into another world and they are anti-particle. They could not capture, but they tried to glimpse it through a photographic imaging on their computer. And photographs on the computer come through the changing of the numbers. Alright? So they have a very flimsy idea, you know, anything that has to be captured on electronics. So the movement of electrons, and electronics means the movement of electrons are supposed to be considered. But after so much experimentation, spending so much billions of dollars, the hardware, they are not able to clear-cutly say, you know, that it is the Paramatma feature that is responsible. And Paramatma is situated everywhere. Anuraniya, Mahato, Mahiya is smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. Therefore, everything is pervaded by him and within him. And he remains the greatest. And he becomes the smallest to enter into each and every atom. Is there anything else besides the soul? And soul means distinguishable. Soul and super soul. Why it is called super soul? And why we are called soul? Because super soul is the common source of all impetus. All is the cause of all causes. Our being a separated particle is called Vibhinnamsa. Is due to the differentiating vision. Differentiating vision. And that vision is not suitable to keep us in the spiritual realm. As an individual living entity, whether covered or realized, our existence is eternally separated from the Supreme Lord. We can, at the maximum, can have the association of the Lord.
and interaction also. If you are existing near, then there will be some interactions. So here we see that when there is a false ego covering some of these souls, they have to be introduced in an opposite kind of or changing kind of matter or substance. That is the prakriti or that has to be created. Mahavishnu is creating the inert energy by introducing his glance. He created three modes of material nature. And these modes are completely opposite to the soul's modes, Satchidanand modes, spiritual modes. So, when that is easily covered, that is Golmaya. How to unveil this Maya? We have to study this. Prabhupada is pulling, you know, very, very important sentences that we should at least cram it, verbatim. It will not be bad. Spirit soul is one. And who is that? The Supreme Personality of God. He is the only one existing. Eko Bahushyam. He manifested into many. It doesn't mean we fragments are in any capacity the Supreme. We are interested in the One, the origin, Adi Purusham. Prabhupada says that we worship Lord Krishna alone with his potency to understand it. The potency and potent are non-different. How he is manifesting himself? How he is manifesting? That alone, he is manifesting in two ways. One is called Swamshas and other called Vibhinnamshas. The Jivas are Vibhinnamshas. We are Vibhinnamshas. And different incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead called Swamshas. Incarnations come, they are super powerful. Alright. So, Paramatma feature is also Swamsha. Only the Jivas are called Vibhinnamsha. Vishishta Rupena Bhinna Iti Vibhinna. For specific cause, they have been eternally separated. For specific cause. And that cause is Ichchadvesh. Ichchadveshasamutthena dvandamohena bhavata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantama. These are the two causes. Icha and Dvesh. This Samuttena, Samuttena appeared simultaneously. A separate desire to load it over. Means the aspiration to enjoy on our own. On our own. This aspiration is the real cause of our separation. The element of hate is to understand that to disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord, right? To disobey. So the jiva wanted to, that particle wanted to enjoy separately from the Lord, within role, I mean, by forgetting the supremacy of the Lord, by whatever we think. Krishna says, I give forgetfulness if you want. So individual aushas, they are also interacting with Krishna. And if an individual ausha thinks of enjoying separately from Krishna, Krishna says, okay, I'll fulfill your desire. That means we forget Krishna. Forgetfulness of our situation. But then that forgetfulness is coming from the subtle nature to the gross nature and is reflecting in a differentiation. Reflecting in so many differentiations. First of all, these three modes are acting differently. More of goodness is acting differently, more of passion is acting differently, more of ignorance is acting differently. So, you can imagine permutation and combination of these differences in different quantity of these modes, they give different kind of realization. So here the example is given, if you want to see yourself, if you see in the clear still water reflection, it is little different, then you will see that in the oil also something hazy, and in a mirror something different. But this vision, the scientist will tell, oh well, the density of the medium is making a differentiation. But it's not density. It is the effect of the modes that make that substance dense. So, we see, the remote causes, they come ultimately to Krishna. Hetunanena thonte. You should understand that I am the creator of these modes just to make you happy, you will have to forget me. You cannot forget me otherwise. I have to give you forgetfulness. Why did we forget in first place? Simple answer, we became envious of the Lord. We desired different from the Lord. So as the spirit soul, part and parcel, we can ever be happy again, that should be the ultimate question. It's not that because I am a Hindu I don't believe in the spiritual nature that you are describing. No, that is a dead prejudice of grosser enviousness. My God and your God. Grosser enviousness and grosser ignorance. People don't understand that it is applicable to anybody and everybody in each and every case. So therefore, Prabhupada said that a real vision has to be cultivated, that we have to focus on the most remote cause of this, that is Krishna. Hetuna enkaunti. Therefore, vidya vinaya sampanne. This teaching, this education, vidya, vinaya, by accepting our position as so much feeble and insignificant in the creation, we have to show our humility. Vinaya. Vidya vinaya sampanne. Sampanna means is endowed with this quality. Brahmane kavi hastini suni chaiva shatake cha pandita samadarshana. He will cultivate the equal vision that Paramatma feature is equal in every living entity. So he will not distinguish, he will not prefer one and kill other. Who are the members of Pitha, they don't understand that why they don't want to give protection to the cows.
They think they can easily avoid the question by becoming a vegan. But they don't, they are still differentiating due to the moods. We have to stop differentiation and see the unification. So, one who has thus realized that the Paramatma teacher is the only identity who is responsible for the separated jivas, who are nothing but Lord Krishna's eternally separated expansions. Paramatma is giving him all blessings, all energies, all, so he can fulfill the desires. Therefore, Paramatma never leaves any entity. He is situated in every dead atom also. He is alive, even in so-called dead atom. That's the reason why electrons are moving. They want to split the atom and separate Paramatma. That it is. Higgs boson is just a step forward for acceptance of that supreme, inconceivable source of energy. They are coming close to accept. So therefore many scientists, and yesterday I cited that example, that they will be, by trick of material nature, they will be convinced. So we don't have to do anything. We are not glamored or impressed by the scientific achievements. Let them make superliners, when we will use it, Prabhupada. Let the foolish work hard like donkeys, and we will use in Krishna consciousness. That's what it's saying. We will spread the science of Krishna consciousness everywhere, because they will be benefited. So, there are different potencies of the Supreme Lord, and there are different expansions of the different potencies. In this way, for different reasons, there are different expansions of the one same principle, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding is the real knowledge. But when the living entity covered by upadhi or this designated body, he sees differences. Sometimes we understand this in a person who has graduated, he wants to do some specializing, going to the masters, right? And then PhD. And he wants to isolate himself as one and the only person the master of this subject. How much expansion can one create? Because first of all, it is manorathena asati dhavato vahi. They are eccentric. In eccentric situation, where will be the end? You see, the sun is situated in one place. His rays are profusely distributed. But they are being distributed in accordance to desire of the Lord, so everybody is benefited. Therefore, we pray to Gayatri, Savitra Gayatri, Savitra Narayan, to understand Krishna consciousness, like telling Om, Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, like that. But the scientists want to go eccentric. Manorathena asati dhavato vahi. He will be lost. He will be lost. If one who is eccentric, the word eccentric means also he is lost. Right? Manorathena asati dhavato vahi. Asat means an unchanging temporary world.
If he keeps on moving, what is the destination? What is the destination? It is asat. How come they are trying to go in asat, to further and further? It is not difficult to understand from the pages of the Vedas that we can travel to other planetary systems by simply sitting here. If we have right conception, we think rightly on that basis and meditate. And easy journey by meditation. Instead they want to create a Jeep, a Land Rover on the moon surface. Mars Land Rover, you know, and they try to collect little dust and see the data. And again that data has to be converted into numericals, and numericals will give you the image. Means, again they are meddling with the imaging through the electrons. So asati, they can't appreciate the real nature by understanding the absolute truth. We come fast with faster conclusion than these scientists. That's what Srila Prabhupada proposed. We come to the faster conclusion if we study the Vedas and we try to approach. Therefore, these great rishis like Karnad and others, of course, they are counted as atheists. But great rishis, they postulated atomic theory at that time. And it is still being a valid theory. Nobody can refute. So we see even though they were tutored by Vyasadeva, but there were others who are disciples of Vyasadeva, they prefer to understand the workings of the material world. So they were not touching the subject matter of Paramatma or Krishna consciousness. Rather, their thinking was in right direction without the help of the big, big labs and Sputnik and many, many brains they will make. This Kali Yuga, no wonder they require a team of 3,500 scientists to get a little glimpse of Higgs boson. And that half of the credit goes to India because Basu, Satyendranath Basu was given Nobel Prize along with Mr. Higgs of, I think, Germany, to postulate this theory. And two American scientists also got in astrophysics this particular Nobel Prize in 1956. And since they have been trying, giving up, trying at the expense of, realistic living. At the expense of realistic living. And we think science is great, as if we are going to unveil the secret of life. They want to see face of Krishna or no. Even the impersonalist, they can understand something, but very rare are those who would like to see the dazzling effulgence behind, the face of the Lord, who is the personality. He is hidden behind this dazzling effulgence. They want to see. They want to come to the point of devotional service. So, understanding, seeing and interacting, these three things are only possible by undivided devotional service. Bhaktyatu ananyaya shakya aham evam vidharja jyatum drashtum cha tattvena praveshtum cha parandatam. knowing this absolute truth of the spiritual nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be understood only by undivided devotional service. Not only that, you will be able to see me in truth. So therefore, do we want an escalator or the fire escape steps or an elevator? What is your choice? Do you want to go through yoga ladder or take up the process of bhakti? Bhakti is the elevator. The speediest way to understand, to go back home, back to God. That is the way. So, this is the most important thing. Then, because of upadhis, now this word is also very, very meaningful. Upadhi. Upa means near. Dhi means intelligence. So acquiring different degrees or designations is not the intelligence. It is not the mark of intelligence. But it is near the intelligence, does not touch the intelligence yet. We want to become smart, we want to be intelligent. Our intelligence is calculated in IQ, isn't it? We think more our children know, more they will become intelligent. So we give them computers now. Okay? Try to saturate your brain. What is this computer going to give? Trend. Nothing but information. So, information quotient is also IQ. Information quotient. You check every squeeze given by Mensa, that institute that postulated this IQ. Every squeeze, it has nothing to do with the spiritual life, but increasing your information. Do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know that? Do you know how to do this? How to do that? Can you answer? That's all. So this is information quotient is high, we call it. But it is not intelligent quotient. But let's see, this information is also about material, changing situations. So, what is material? It's called asat. Asat means ignorance. This information is about ignorance. So, IQ means ignorant quotient. Right? So this Mensa and anybody, this people that think that acquisition of the material information is most intelligent level. No, most idiotic level. That is also IQ. Yeah? Idiotic quotient. Idiotic quotient. Why do we play that little script of a professor and a boatman? You know this little humorous skit?
The boatman and the
professor. Boatman and the professor. That person is of the same village but went abroad and studied. So he was, let me go to my hometown, you know, but he has to cross the river, right? So he had to sit down in the boat. He had a computer and everything. And boatman And, uncle, I'm also from the same town, but you guys look like almost the same as I left the town. Do you know this? Do you know this? Oh my God, your half life is wasted if you don't know this, if you don't know this. Then all of a sudden the storm started and the professor did not know how to swim. You know? So, the waters were raging and the boatman, you know, he jumped and left the boat with the swim. He said, do you know how to swim? No. Then your entire life is finished. It does not matter. So this is the same situation. It can be understood very precisely. Then this I quotient, it's not meant for intelligence. It is first of all simply information. Information of ignorant nature. And one who is persistently doing is of idiotic nature too. So these are all different IQs. They are all applicable to so-called IQ of the modern world. But we are in the spiritual portion. SP is more important than IQ. SQ, spiritual portion. That should be understood. Because this is the realistic situation within yourself, and you will become free and disentangled from the effects of the three modes. Then you will be able to see a very clearly face to face the beautiful face of Lord Shri Krishna. So by cultivating the entire particular process apply within ourselves, that is devotee service, it is liberating you. Pure devotional service will give you the realized knowledge and detachment from this material world. What do you want? People do not know what is detachment. Oh, I have to give up everything. Then where is the fun? Hey, Prabhu, what do you do for fun? They say, they ask. Is there fun there in Goloka Vrindavan? What do you do for it? You are still thinking that you are the enjoyer? You think you are enjoying here? We met one such a crazy guy, you know, on the plane when we were coming from Cairns, right? Cairns to Brisbane. The plane was more than half empty, and so we were sitting a little behind, and there were a few seats empty. The one person, came in front of us, and he was hallucinated already, you know. So he was looking for somebody to open up his mouth, and he was chanting, and he caught me, you know. Said, "Oh, no, from Papua New Guinea, sorry, from Papua New Guinea to Brisbane we were flying." So he must have gone for, his own enjoyment, working, whatever it is, but he was under totally intoxicated state. He could not hold himself, right? Because of whatever the nature of the Australians, this Papua New Guinean air hostess could not tell anything, you know. But he was totally incoherent. Then he started talking, "Who are you? What do you do? This, that." I thought in the beginning he might be inquiring genuinely. So I tried to, "But you guys look like happy, and you have to do all this thing to become happy." "But I'm already happy," he said. "I'm already happy. If I'm happy, You know, then I am happy, he says. And if you have to achieve happiness, and you do something, you are crazy. I said, you also end up doing something to become happy. That's also crazy. Crazy. And he started, you know, and because there is nobody around except us, nobody noticed him. Alright? Then I told him, okay, there is some difference between us. I can agree, you know. So, that's about it, okay? You do your business. Then, it means, no, I said I want to chant $5, you know. So he went back to his seat and, but he could not hold himself. Right? Meanwhile, I thought, let's have prasadam first. So I was eating. And he came. He's eating. He brought his own food. He took his camera and said, stop this. I don't want you to take this photograph. Why? It is none of your business. That's it. Okay. Crazy. Then, you know, he had to pass his time alone, so he thought he should go to somewhere else and start talking to him. So there were some other, you know, weekenders who go, and there was a man, and he sat with him, and crazy talks were going on. He came back. Then we did not pay attention. I said, okay. Crazy. You know? And then air hostess came and he tried to get more drinks, right? And she gave. Then little time was left, you know. So he came again, took out some money. Is this $100 bill real or fake? I'm not. Then the air hostess came. Then he is out. Hey, you better sit down. You have to sit because we are lending, sir. But can you tell me, is this fake or? I said, of course it's right. It's correct. No, it is fake. No. So he started arguing with her. I said, okay, we'll do that. Do you want to give it to me? You know, she says, better use, then you will understand that it's fake. But right now sit down, otherwise you will be faked. So, this is the craziness. World is crazy. Simply they think they are the enjoyers and they want to squeeze out enjoyment by whatever things available around them. So to lord it over, to become lord and master, that is sheerly out of envious of the reality. Reality is that he has to... I told him, how do you think yourself crazy? Because you think, you think you are happy. But were you happy when you were born? Were you happy when you were sick? Will you be happy when anybody is dying? Or you yourself will die? No, it's all miserable. These are the four days. Can you make a solution? Then you will become really happy. Oh, crazy. Could not understand a bit. So I have to leave him alone. He disappeared. Who knows? But this is the world. They think the high egoistic nature of Aussies can be reflected in the slang that they use. Similarly, American slangs are also like that. They think they have been given the abundance to exploit. They become envious. Now, it is in the blood, they say. But they do not understand the miseries. In Australia, there are miseries. They can't mitigate such miseries of the aborigines. So, relatively speaking, we see so much anomalies. So, but Prabhupada came to show the perfect, you know, process to become happy. Prabhupada had interaction with social workers and the lawyer, you know, in Melbourne. They came to see Srila Prabhupada. And they were very intelligent and asking Prabhupada questions. But Prabhupada was asking them question, oh, you are social workers. What is your standard of good that you are doing to the people? I could not answer. What do you mean by standard of good? We think this is good. Giving them food is good. Giving them this. I said, that is temporary good. It's good to the body, but what about the spirit soul? Standard of good is depending upon whether you please the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a service to Him. Then reflect that service for others and make them Krishna conscious. If your good does not make them Krishna conscious, then that good is not good. It is bad. You are going to increase his ignorance by doing so-called good. So we have to understand that this differentiation will keep on going as long as we have material, upadis. So upa means close, deep means intelligence. Sarvapadir vinirmuktam. If we become free from these upadis, tat paratvena nirmalam. That paratva nirmalam. Para means supreme purity will come. Rishikena, in that sense, engage our senses in the service of the Master. Rishikena, Rishikena, Rishikesham, Bhakti Ucchate, Sevanam Bhakti Ucchate. If our senses are engaged in the service of the Master of the senses, called Rishikesh, that is called Bhakti. Anyway, anybody has any question on this? On the Vaikuntha platform? No, the personality is there. The soul desires, and this desire of the individual soul, say, because he's part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, all that is possible. Oh, I wanted myself the form like him. I wanted myself the closeness with him. I wanted myself to have all the opulences like him. So, samipya, sarsti, salokya and sarupya. All desires are of individual soul and Paramatma is going to fulfill. So, when they take up devotional service, this is sakam, bhakti. An individual soul's kamana is going to be fulfilled. So that is the Vaikuntha lesson. That he gets liberation first, and then spiritual opulences and closeness. But still, he cannot have the desire to become eternal servant, eternally engaged in fraternity, parental or conjugal. So that is not available in Vaikuntha. That is only Goloka Vrindavan's speciality. So we see there are so many quotations about the situation of Paramatma within the heart of the living entity. And this word heart itself is to be understood. It is not confusing. What is the heart? Just like heart in our body is the most central, essential organ, similarly, the core of consciousness comes from the living entity. Living entity means the soul. But soul, consciousness is only pertaining to itself, not others. Because other situations are material in nature. And Kathopanishad says that along with the soul, there is super soul sitting and he is unable to visualize it. Right? So where is the seat of the super soul? When the soul is going to realize by this process of bhakti, then actually it is the super soul who is the master and I am servant because I am totally incapable on my own. So the Lord is accompanying me to fulfill my desires. That acknowledgement he does. He sees within his own heart, the soul's own heart. The soul also has a heart. Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochanena santah sadaiva radeshu vilokayanti yamshyama sundaram achintya gunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This is the result of bhakti. Santa means totally purified living entity, and his embodiment is also in tune with proper behavior and conduct and purity of the constitution. He becomes free from the three modes of material nature. His body is spiritual. But still, when he sees his most lovable personality of Godhead, he sees eternally within the core of his heart. That does not say it is pumping heart. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj is explaining this in Brahma Sahita's commentary. You know, it is the heart of the heart. What is meant by heart? In the heart of our hearts. Have you heard this word? Yeah, it is written there. Means the most innermost recess in the core of our heart. Have you heard the core of heart? In the core of heart, C-O-R-E. So what does this indicate? Something much more deeper than pumping heart, of course. So that heart is where the super soul is residing, in the core of a living entity, where the emergence of consciousness starts, because he is the one who supplies us. So never think that you are all alone any time. Because of different changes and situations, What made Srila Prabhupada think that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was always with him, even though seemingly he travelled alone at the fag ends of his life? He got two heart attacks right in the steamer, you know, when he entered into Atlantic. So the idea is that we can meditate on this. And here it is said the same thing. Then we can justify the real import. Then, vidyate hridaya granthi chindyanti sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drashta evatman ishvare evatma ishvara. There are two things. The self sees who is sitting. It's the master. So it is not difficult for yogis to meditate on the master within the core of their heart. Core of their heart requires so much steadiness. So they have to control their mind. They have to control the senses. They have to control their sitting posture. They have to control anything that is going to attract them, disturb them bodily. So like that. But the devotees get the benefit that they don't have to sit down. They don't have to do this. They don't have to do that. One can easily get the access by serving the Supreme Personality of God. All the three phases of realization are perfectly situated in pure devotional service. Anything? So it depends. And when, can you imagine when Brahma and the third canto says to praise to Lord Krishna, my dear Lord, it is you who is appearing in me as Brahma. Is you actually who is appearing in me as Brahma. Therefore our nomenclature pertaining to the super soul and identification with him. And you attach Das. Means you are the servant and he is the master. When we say Namaste, it means the super soul who is sitting in the heart, along with you. Hey Prabhu, you are the servant of the super soul, so let me pray that super soul. That is what is Namaste. Te means that. You are here, but I'm still looking into that. And that is the super soul. So, why does Sanat Kumar is advising Prithu Maharaj, when he was conducting this fire sacrifice, 99 horse sacrifices already been done. He wanted to do the 100th one. Okay, let me go. But that was an obsession of an eccentric nature. Prithu Maharaj is an empowered incarnation of Krishna himself. But when he does karmakand, he is dragged into external nature. So, they are all instructing him. Better watch out. You are making Indra envious. You are making Indra envious. Because Indra is a post for one who has performed 100 fires, I mean whole sacrifices, he can become Indra. That is the qualification. Prithu Maharaj already did 99. And the 100 was getting on. And he is getting problem from Indra. Because Indra became envious. He comes in the form of sannyasi and steals the horse. So his son Vishwajit was commissioned to capture the culprit, but he would let him go because he is a sannyasi. So all the time he would let him go. So therefore, seeing the conclusion of dharma is not going to be achieved through Brahma appeared, and Brahma told, "Hey, Prithu, how are you doing? What is this? You forgot something?" So he makes him realize, you are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. For you, why do you need to work hard and to get a post of Indra? It is very low post. Why do you have to work? You know, better stop it." And Brother Maharaj understood. He gave up. So this beautiful explanation is there. All right. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada.